720 WGN, it's 4:49. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to you. Apparently the IRS is sending out $1,400 to a lot of people, like a million people in the U.S. Hopefully that's you. Jump online, see if you're eligible. Steve, what's your story today?
Well, you know, it's time for some Christmas sap, right? Everyone falls for that. And we're going to go to New York for this. Do you ever see the naked cowboy at Times Square?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I have. He's not naked. He wears tidy whiteys, right?
Yeah, he wears tidy whiteys and a white hat. And I brought my daughter, Emma, there one year to New York City. We're in Times Square, and she's just freaking out by this naked guy. Anyway, apparently there's a guy called Christmas Tree Man in Times Square. It's not funny yet.
It's getting there, I can tell.
So Christmas Tree Man is from Washington, D.C. He walks around Times Square dressed like a Christmas tree, as an evergreen tree with twinkling lights, and he says it's really rejuvenated his life.
Best midlife crisis ever.
The best midlife crisis ever. So even though he takes pictures with visitors for tips, he says it's more than a way to make money. Mr. Christmas Tree says dressing up has made him love a holiday that he once hated. You ever pose with Elmo and then have Elmo shake you down for money?
I'm telling you what, those people that are dressed up either on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles or in Times Square in New York, many times their costumes are dirty,
they
smell grungy. Of liquor,
yeah.
You don't want them to put their arm around you because you don't know what they're going to grab for.
And you don't want to stiff Elmo because he gets angry. I mean, he chased me down one time. Again, I think I was probably with Emma. Anyway, Mr. Christmas Tree Man, I don't think I know his real name here. He says that, well, he gets all warm and tingly now.
There's people that aren't in good places or they don't like Christmas. Sometimes I do change those faces around and put smiles on those faces, turn those frowns upside down. And that is a personal delight to me.
So there, Kevin, he turns the frowns upside down.
That's a nice story.
Wait, Happy is this holidays. Guy naked under the tree?
No, that would, boy, can you imagine the pricks he would get if he was...
Well, I didn't know. You went from the naked guy to the Christmas tree,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
And I thought, wait a minute.
They're just Times Square characters. They walk around and... The naked cowboy.
Oh, make
naked
it a little
cowboy.
More interesting.
Okay, well, that's what prompted my laughter. I thought you were going there.
That's where I thought, or tidy whiteys or something.
Oh, the naked Christmas tree man?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And Kevin thought you were going to use words like dangling ornaments.
Right,
yeah, I thought you were going
twinkling
there.
Twinkling lights or whatever.
No, but just
said.
Imagine late in the season when all of his needles fall.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, no thanks.
Just keep watering him.
Kevin.
No pressure, Kevin.
I have a really heartfelt story that happened yesterday at the Bears-Lions game. Obviously, the game was terrible, but this is a really cool story. The Detroit Free Press got a really good get on this. Ben Roth is a longtime Lions fan. He is a paramedic from Frisco, Texas. He was just happened to be in Chicago for the game. He was there with his son. He met two other Lions fans in the stands. Those other fans had on field passes, and they got to talking and invited them onto the field. And because he's a paramedic, and I can't remember where they were on the field specifically in this article, but somebody collapsed right in front of him on the field. And because he's a paramedic, he immediately hopped into action, knew exactly what to do, got an AED, got the Bears whole team over there with the medical staff to help out, and is being credited with saving this guy's life because he was in the right place at the right time. It's a really incredible story, and he even says it's a miracle I was even there. You know, I was just sitting in the stands. I happened to be in Chicago. The Lions happened to be here at the right time. I happened to meet this random person who invited me onto the field. Really, just it's a cool story. And
yeah,
thank God he was there.
Issue with Barry Sanders too. Like he's a huge Barry Sanders fan. And
did you see the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody else collapse on the field? What player did they have to take out?
Actually, yesterday, Mary, a number of people collapsed on the field.
The whole damn team.
We collapsed at home.
Some people collapsed on their Barca lounges, but there was a lot of collapsing yesterday.
Including from the Bears.
Gosh, man. Can you imagine being Caleb Williams thinking, why? Why did I have to go to Chicago?
Wouldn't you love to be on a text thread with him, his dad, some of his friends?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can only imagine what's being said in that circle. He's great, though. He's been fun to watch.
I think, though, he's not as great as he was. I mean, I think he's wearing down a little bit. He had some crisper throws.
He came out of the pocket.
He played great yesterday. The last couple of weeks, though, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit ups and downs.
There have been downs.
There's been a lot of downs.
I'm all for him, but
He's been very good against the Lions.
I want to be his uncle.
Well, that's never going to happen.
That score in that game should have been much worse than it was.
Try another Christmas wish, Steve.
Yeah, it should have been a lot worse.
I want to be a paramedic.
What's your story?
Well, Mary? I have another kind of feel-good story. Even though gas prices are up, I read today they're like 8.5 cents per gallon higher, and they're averaging like $3.45. When this is weird, because last week I read on Gas Buddy that gas prices will be the lowest on Christmas Day since 2020. So what is the real answer, Steve?
This is not the time for what's that about or what's your
Well, thing? I know, but it's just a weird. So the average would be $2.95 per gallon. Hopefully that will happen on Christmas Day. We'll see. But anyway, so a guy, a gas station owner in Stockton, California, has taken matters with gas into his own hands. This guy has been in the business for 45 years, Ernie Giannecchi, and he owns this gas station / general store, and he is lowering his prices by like a buck. And he says he's dressing up as Santa Claus, and he is just going to do the old lower the prices at the gas station. So I think
that's
very nice of him. Yeah. Considering the place across the street is like $4.39, he's going to go down to like $3.40. So
he's going to steal customers from the other guy and keep them. It's going to be a moneymaker for
him. Yeah, but he's not a bad Santa. He's a good Santa.
Everybody's complaining about the Bears on the text line.
Well, of course.
Once you get it started, it's an avalanche.
And my favorite is, Steve, apparently you weren't even watching the game yesterday because Caleb Williams did a fantastic job.
Well, I'm sorry. I did not notice that. I was watching the game for the most part, and I just didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, he set a whole bunch of records for the Bears this season. It's a lost season. And the month of November was rough for him. But he despite everything, despite offensive line injuries, despite multiple coaches, I mean, the kid is fighting through a lot.
And don't get me wrong, I'm 100% on board.
Yeah.
I love the guy. I watch the games. The only reason I'm watching now is because of him. There's no other reason to watch.
Yeah, imagine how bleak things would be without him right now. I mean, they would have nothing. They would have no. They would be like the Bulls. They have no rudder. They're kind of just out there. But yeah, he's Caleb, the only Bears rookie now with 3,000 yards in a single season, and he can still get to the all-time Bears franchise record in these next 2 weeks. It's possible.
Really?
He can. Yes, wow. He needs about 285 yards in each of the next two games to become the single season Bears all-time franchise passing leader. So it's possible. He's right there. I mean, he's really had an incredible year a rookie.
And hopefully he keeps healthy, because most of the other quarterbacks did get injured, didn't they, before the season was over?
You mean around the league?
No, the Bears.
Oh.
One time or another.
Because they take so many hits.
So he is so tough.
He reminds me of like a rag doll in a dog's mouth, just being shaken back and forth, and you know, the way he's getting beat up.
He's been sacked a league high this year, so that's a fair, right, there you go.
But was he sacked yesterday? Maybe once?
A couple times yesterday. Yeah.
Not too bad.
So, yeah, you know. He's putting up with a lot. I mean, there's not a lot to say, but he's toughing through it. And you're right. These next two games, I think the most crucial thing for him is just keeping him upright and getting him into 2025 healthy, because God forbid something bad happened that, you know, puts him out of OTAs in the summertime. Because you're looking forward to next season. This season is gone. It's done. It's been done for a month. Keep your quarterback upright going to 2025 with a couple high draft picks.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many people are actually watching or even going to the game these days.
Well, they're advertising for ticket sales.
Yeah.
They're trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, I bet they are.